Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, Lee. So do you remember when Trump said this? And man, it was controversial. I mean, it was proof that Trump was a racist toward Hispanic people. He was speaking only of illegal immigrants at the border. But man, there was an uproar. Well, it turns out, boy, was he right. I mean, like, he was so right, you'd almost think he had ESP. Take a listen.
They're bringing drugs, they're bringing crime, they're rapists, and some, I assume, are good people. But I speak to border guards, and they tell us what we're getting.
This was a statement of horror. This was a statement of horrific racism. Of course a rapist has never come across our border. Some homicidal killer. Wait a minute. You mean, Lee, listen to this. Think about this for a second. A deliberate decision by the top-ranked officials, whose names you know, in the Obama administration, to suspend DNA collection at the border. And they knew it was bad, so they kept it a secret. DNA collection from who? Here's the headline on from Fox News this morning. This is shocking. And more great work by investigative reporter Catherine Herridge, who has done a real service to our country here. Headline, watchdog alerts Trump that border agency, this is the Customs and Border Patrol, violated DNA collection law for years. Law, federal DNA collection. There is a law on the book that says you apprehend him at the border, you got to run him. You got to swab him. You got to get the DNA. You got to run it against the FBI's violent crimes database. They just stopped. Letting violent criminals walk free, including rapists and murderers. They did it on purpose. They did it with the approval of Janet Napolitano and Eric Holder, our attorney general. They knew it was wrong, so they covered it up and kept it a secret. What kind of sick individual, twisted, warped, sick individual do you have to be to allow this to go on your watch?
Apparently a member of the Obama administration.
Well, yes. So when Trump said, what was that about the rapists and murderers? Yeah, that wasn't just happening. That was official policy under the Obama administration. I think they flipped out because he got so close to the truth. Listen to how bad this is.
Under the law, CBP is required to collect DNA from individuals in custody and compare it against DNA in the FBI's violent crimes database. The goal was to identify and then remove or prosecute illegal migrants whose DNA matched open cases, from sexual assault, even murder. The Obama administration put the DNA screening program for violent offenders on hold in 2010 after then Secretary Janet Napolitano said Homeland Security had resource issues, and then Attorney General Eric Holder agreed.
Resource issues. The biggest crock I've ever heard.
In other words, we're going to underfund this.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Lee. That's yes.
Which is exactly what they've been doing with the whole situation with the border to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
Underfunding the Border Patrol, underfunding border security, underfunding detention facilities, doing this intentionally to create a logjam, to create a crisis.
And then when Trump suggested this very thing was going on, they called him a racist,
right,
and a bigot and intolerant and not American. No, I'm sorry. Not checking the most dangerous people on earth coming across our border, that's not American. That's dereliction of duty. That is betrayal of your country. You got to be almost psychopathic. I mean, you've got to be a level of sick that requires counseling. You want to hear a few of those who got through? Remember, we were told Trump was a racist for suggesting these people might get through. You want to hear about them?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I love this. This is fabulous. One troubling case noted in the letter that tipped off this investigation, a suspect in the 2009 Denver homicide. he had not one, not two, but several interactions with the Customs and Border Patrol. So he had committed a homicide in Denver. They knew who he was, and he fled over the border. He came back, and they caught him. He was arrested twice by Customs and Border Patrol, but allowed to go free.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, they finally caught him in 2017 when a local sheriff's department did a DNA sample test.
Oh, so the local law enforcement authorities did their job, not the feds.
Right. Well, while they're still allowed to.
Yeah.
Because, you know, illegal immigrant homicidal maniacs have rights. But
apparently, North Carolina Lieutenant Governor Roy Cooper thinks the same thing.
Yes, by the way, yes. I'm glad you brought that up. Holy cow. I mean, we are less than a week out from the city of Charlotte's sheriff, he's actually the sheriff of the county, but Gary McFadden releasing. He didn't have to. There was a nice detainer on him. Nobody made him. But, you know, these are his political beliefs. Releasing a guy charged with first degree child rape. You know, the kind of guy we all want to experience, you know, coexist with, experience diversity with,
right,
that guy. Yeah. First degree child rapist lets him go. ICE had a detainer on him. And so then we heard from the Speaker of the House of North Carolina, said, this is an outrage. We're going to stop it. We got a bill that says we're going to stop these local sheriffs from releasing these people. And you're right. Democrat governor. Let me emphasize the word. Democrat governor.
Yeah.
Roy Cooper says, screw y'all. I'm siding with the rapist.
Yeah, after the Republican-controlled legislature passed a bill to require North Carolina law enforcement to cooperate with federal authorities on ICE detainers.
Right. I mean,
and he vetoed it.
Yeah, he didn't. He could have just done nothing, just sat back in his office and done nothing, and we would not have another child rapist released again, an illegal immigrant child rapist who, by the way, had been deported, and returned. So he's also on a felony. Immigration violation as well. He's a felon for immigration violation. And no. He sided with him over American citizens. And the worst part, Lee, American citizen children.
Mm-hmm.
This is the modern Democrat Party. The same people who say, don't worry, we'll keep you safe. Give us your guns. By the way, did you hear we let another child rapist out? But we're totally going to keep you safe. It's a lie. It is such a lie. Listen to the extent of the failure to collect, deliberate failure to collect DNA and run it against the FBI database, the violent crimes database at the border. It's shocking. Here we go. Here it is. Okay, here we go.
In fiscal year 2017, ICE took DNA samples from approximately 3% of apprehended individuals, while CBP took DNA samples from fewer than 100 out of the approximately 330,000 individuals they arrested or apprehended. I mean, that's essentially nothing.
It's called nonfeasance, and it borders on malfeasance. You have these people in custody. Find out who you're dealing with. You know, we had this happen back in the 80s with an individual by the name of Resendez Ramirez. He became known as the railway killer who was arrested and deported multiple times by the Border Patrol. And each time he came back, he committed more murders. He killed at least 15 people. And we used to mail the fingerprint cards in. Believe it or not, it was like the Pony Express. And when I testified before Congress, that's when I said we need to use real-time electronic biometrics, and they started doing that after that. But now you've got a system in place that should work, and they're not using the system. I mean, what's the point to doing your job if at the end of the day you're not able to stop the bad guys from being released and committing more horrible crimes?
You know what I think is going on here?
What's that?
There was a study, and it was at the end of the Obama administration, showed 1 in 5 people, according to estimates of the Department of Homeland Security, that cross our border illegally as a criminal. And I think the Democrats looked at a number that big, 20% of illegals, and went, God, we need those votes. And I think they deliberately suspended it because it's about votes. I think it's about votes long term, because keep in mind, they thought they would hold the majorities forever. They thought that there would always be a Democrat president. They were planning on amnesty.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't have a record of these guys being a criminal. I mean, they can't vote then, right?
No.
Might not get their citizenship, might not be able to vote. I think they said that's too many votes. And they said, to heck with the public, to heck with public safety. We don't care. We'll take you. We don't care how many killed. We don't care how many raped. And by the way, what does this say? That story we just did about the rapist. Do they care about women? I mean, honest to God, do they care about women or no? I guess they did. They don't. I mean, accuse Trump of what you want. Did he let a rapist go because he was A-OK cool with it? Did Trump ever do that? Did he do it? Was that official policy? Can you come up with anything that horrific as a woman? You claim you're a feminist that Trump has ever done. I can't. I mean, that just outrages me as a woman. They don't care about rape. They don't care about rapists. Welcome to America. Go rape some more. We don't care. Just vote Democrat. Have a good time. Oh, by the way, here's your green card so you can get a job and begin to apply for food stamps and public housing and all that. Oh, here's your asylum card. Please don't rape anybody, but if you do, if you keep it on the down low, we'd really appreciate that. That's the Democrat Party right there. That's their politics. You can't deny it. It's right there, black and white. By the way, you know what's crazy about this, Lee? You know where I got this? MSN.com. They actually reported it.
Amazing.
I know. So for those of you trolls out there who say, oh, it's just Fox News making stuff up. No, MSN.com this morning. Go read it for yourself. Your party. Your Democrat. I would love for one of my trolls. I'd love for one of you to call up and defend this. Send me a text defending this. Don't tell me, well, Trump did. No, you defend this. You tell me how on earth you could pull the lever for a Democrat after what I just said. Because you got to be for female rape, for adult female rape, for child rape. You got to be for it all. You got to be for homicide. Got to be for that. Come on, one of you. One of you send me a text. One of you send me a text right now. Here's the number, 71307. Defend this. I dare you.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, so here's the deal. I challenged my trolls to defend what their party did, and they're trying. I got to give them credit. How on earth can you defend this? Just came out, not from some Republican somewhere, not from Trump, but from the U.S. Office of Special Counsel. They investigate government immorality, law-breaking. Folks, the highest law enforcement agencies in our land are breaking the law again and again and again and again. They simply pick and choose which laws they will enforce. And if those laws are enforced in any great numbers against a Democrat Party, official Democrat Party grievance group, or victim group, like illegal immigrants, then they simply must go. It's not fair. And so the law they're ignoring this time is a federal law passed by Congress, bipartisan majority, that DNA samples were to be collected at the border from everybody that Customs and Border Patrol picks up and run against the FBI violent crimes database. Makes sense, right? Who would be against that? Top Obama officials. They just ignored the law. They suspended the law. Can you imagine if Trump suspended a law because he just didn't like it? Oh my God, you never hear the end of it. Unless it helped illegal immigrants, then they just wouldn't talk about it. For nearly a decade, they have been letting violent criminals walk free, including, according to Fox News report this morning, one wanted rapist. This is the party that loves women, by the way. One wanted rapist. A suspect in two particularly brutal sexual assaults that occurred in 1997. So he eluded detection, fled across the border. And after what, he'd come back. They caught him at the border, but they didn't know it was him. They could have. He's in the FBI database. But the Obama administration had decided to suspend DNA testing at the border. So they let him go. Wonder how many other women he brutalized. We don't care, do we? We're too busy making Trump look like a woman hater. It's just so frustrating to me. You know, Trump just launched a national campaign to get female vote or whatever. These women are walking around, their panties in a wad, all upset. Because Mr. Trump's an anti-feminist. What do you call a party that knowingly lets wanted rapists go at the border? Who brutalized American women? Or women living in America? I don't know if they were citizens or not. Doesn't say here. What do you call that? Because, see, I can't come up with anything Trump's done that's that bad. Can you? Okay, here's my liberal trolls trying to justify this. You ready for this? How does failing to collect a DNA sample directly correlate? Talking about failing to collect the DNA samples at the border, the DNA samples of illegals before we let them go in the country, which we should not be doing. That's against the law, too, by the way. How does failing to collect a DNA sample directly correlate to knowingly releasing criminals in this country? You know what? I'm not going to take time to answer that question. That is such a stupid question that you literally are wasting my time. When you make it a policy, Eric Holder and Janet Napolitano, we're going to stop collecting DNA on these people so we won't know if they're criminals. We won't know if they're, by the way, folks, terrorists, homicidal maniacs, wanted rapists, wanted murderers. Just a few of the examples here, people they missed because of this deliberate policy. Did I speak slowly enough for you that you could understand what I just... Okay, good. We'll move on. Texter writes, I would never want... Okay, this person is justifying... Okay, this is hilarious. This is one of my liberal trolls justifying the release of a first-degree rapist who raped an underage person in Charlotte. Ice detainer on him. He didn't have to be on the streets this morning. God knows where he is. He's an illegal alien. You want to hear justification for this? This is the texter. I would never want the bad guys to go for... Yes, you do. However, I have a great concern over the sheriff's department being forced to follow all federal government policies. I want my local sheriff's department to represent me, not the federal government. Okay. You're saying you want the local sheriff's department to ignore all federal laws. In other words, you want anarchy. Oh, speaking of anarchy, we have actual evidence that anarchy is on the agenda of the Democrat Party. Complete and total lawlessness. So this last texter is going to love this next. You want the anarchy and the lawlessness. You want rapists of women, not one, but two brutal sexual assaults, let back into the country because it's good for everybody.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Did you hear about this? There's a new blood test that can tell you when you're going to die. Would you want to know? Yep, scientists in Germany have created a new blood test that can predict if somebody's going to die in the next decade. I mean, we're all going to die, so 100%. This one tells you if you're going to die in the next 10 years. And it's 80% accurate. Which means that, you know, we're on a way to a test that'll tell you how much longer you're going to live, if you would want to know. Would you want to know? I thought about this for a minute, and I'm thinking, yeah, heck yeah. I mean, at a minimum, you're going to want to take out a credit card in your name, right? That happened with my mom. She actually took out a credit card that she didn't know she was going to die. Obviously, nobody does. She took out a credit card in her name, and it was actually the biggest one she had. My mom was a big spender. I'm the opposite of her. And they had to write it off. So, I mean, you know, you could go out big if you knew, right? Oh, what other kind of trouble could you get into, too, right? I don't know. What about you? Would you want to know? So, you know, and when you see this, okay, well, okay, 80% chance you're going to die. Man, I'd go straight to the doctor after that, wouldn't you? See what you could do to prolong it a little. I would want to know. They don't deal with that aspect of it. I mean, is it really final? Like, no matter what you got, where you go, what kind of surgery you get, what you're definitely doomed. I don't know. It doesn't say. All right, coming up in just a minute, I'm going to talk about the lawlessness, which just seems to be all we talk about anymore, is it not, from one area to the other? Let me jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, though, about the first part of this hour. The text line number 71307. Texter writes, at least the left is consistent. They didn't record minority juvenile crimes either. Well, not just minority, they didn't record any juvenile crimes. We got the Parkland shooting. Texter writes, if releasing a pedophile, right? No, I would say an illegal immigrant pedophile rapist, as they did in Charlotte, represents you, then you should be locked up. Another texter writes, it takes a special kind of stupid to justify that. Another texter writes, Tara, how can Obama just suspend a law? He can't. You'd see what should happen if Trump tried to suspend a law. They'd go bonkers. I mean, they'd literally demand he be dragged out of the White House in handcuffs for his lawlessness. Anyway, texter writes, Tara, how can Obama just suspend a law? He needs to be made to answer for this, right? Is this a joke? Texter writes, don't you know you can't trust Fox? MSNBC is where it's at. You're right. Another texter writes, Tara, you got me totally wrong. If the federal government tells the sheriff's department to take my gun, do you really want them to follow the federal law? No, you're confusing two things. Yeah, the federal law that says you must DNA test an illegal immigrant is federal law. That's not written into the Constitution. It's federal law. Your gun rights are written into the Constitution. The federal government cannot pass a law saying they will take your guns. They can't do it. It's unconstitutional. At that point, you would be well within your rights if they did total collection to rebel against that. Whereas if your local sheriff decides to rebel against collecting DNA when it's federal law, then in that point, the sheriff's wrong. Right? You're conflating two things. Texter writes, maybe that blood test is just a ploy to buy life insurance. See, yeah, you get a blood test and then you go buy life insurance. But they have really good blood tests for life insurance, though. They do. You know what I did once? Life hack. I read about this and then I did it. It's so wrong, but you know you're desperate, right? Yeah, I got worried because I was really tired all the time. Like, more tired than I thought I should be. But I was broke at the time, so I was in radio. In the beginning stages of radio where you just, you know, you're broke. And I really wanted to get a blood test, but I couldn't afford to go to the doctor. So you know what I did? Try to take out an insurance policy so they'd come test my blood. And they did. And I passed. They offered me the policy. I didn't buy it. I figured I was okay. Anyway, life hack if you need it. I've done it. No shame there, right? They're offering it for free. 800-347-1063, text line 71307. Texter, oh, thank you. Is the DNA testing at the border being done now? I'm glad you asked. No, it's okay. If you were tuning in, my head is spinning this morning. I mean, I used to think things wouldn't spin me out. I've seen it all. I have not seen it all. We are only at the beginning. I'm going to tell you what happened, okay? Breaking news story. The U.S. Office of Special Counsel, which investigates government agencies, discovered that despite the fact that Congress passed a federal law mandating, saying the Border Patrol must collect DNA samples from every illegal immigrant they catch at the border before they turn them loose. That is federal law. The Obama administration just decided not to. They just suspended it. Quietly, so no one would know. With the approval of Janet Napolitano and our Attorney General Eric Holder. So in other words, they wrote a memo deciding they'd break the law. That's what they do now at the DOJ. They break the law. Department of Injustice. And then for a decade, we just didn't collect them. Well, they continued with this policy under Trump, and he didn't even know. So the office, U.S. Office of Special Counsel, wrote a frantic letter to Trump like, dude, do you realize your Border Patrol is not collecting DNA? Do you realize that? Now, why did nobody tell Trump? Why is this still going on under Trump when they could be collecting the DNA? Why did they keep it a secret even from Trump? Listen to this from Fox News. Here we go.
Counsel investigators sided with the whistleblowers that the waiver was never meant to be permanent. After a nearly 10-year collection gap, the whistleblowers told Fox some department officials feared legal fallout.
Folks have expressed concern that it could become a liability issue.
And who would sue the government in that case?
Presumably families and individuals that were harmed by non-citizens that DHS had in custody multiple times.
So the issue here is the Angel families?
Yes, ma'am.
The Office of Special Counsel wants DHS to immediately implement the DNA screening program. Fox News reached out to DHS for comment today, but there was no immediate response.
Yeah, of course not. Of course not. So basically what they just said there was, the Obama administration secretly suspended the DNA test, which is how, and they were supposed to run the DNA against the federal, the FBI's violent crimes database. So they could catch terrorists, they could catch wanted criminals, and they just decided not to. The Obama administration just decided not to. By the way, in the Fox article, just two examples of who we let in because of this. One guy wanted for murder in Denver. He was able to have several interactions with the Border Patrol at the border and was never tested. And a two-time brutal sexual rapist who fled the country in 1997, came back over the border. We missed him. These are the people who say they support women, folks. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, they're all for women. Unless they're raped by an illegal immigrant, in which case we'll have to defer to the illegal immigrant. He couldn't help it. He didn't mean to. And we'll just let him go. Because three's the charm, right? I mean, two sexual assaults, never enough. This is an evil party, folks. They're not for women. They're not for children. They're for murder, anarchy, and mayhem. This is proof. I mean, there is no way you can justify this. They won't even try today. They won't even try.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
To the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, reacting to the last hour. It was an epic hour. If you missed it, you can catch it on the podcast by texting the word podcast to 71307. Texter writes, you have to be pure evil to let rapists and murderers across the border. If you're just tuning in, we have learned it was the official policy of the Democrat-led Obama administration to stop DNA testing. I can't wrap my head around this. To stop DNA testing illegal immigrants we catch at the border before letting them go. It is federal law that they were to be tested. Congress passed that law, and they decided just to not do it. For 10 years, folks, 10 years, we haven't done it. You should see the list of murderers and rapists who were able to get back over the border because of this. This was official policy, folks, approved by Eric Holder, the Attorney General, and Janet Napolitano, the Department of Homeland Security Secretary. And they called Trump a racist for saying, accurately, it turns out, that rapists and murderers were coming across the border. Heck yeah, they were. It was the official policy of the Obama administration.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.